Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Attack. That's how I like to say it. Just simply attack. Well, that's interesting. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Okay. Let's get to it. I mean, there's so much to get to. I don't know if you guys heard, but New Jersey will now allow, for all intents and purposes, allow your children to be taught, if you're in New Jersey, pay attention, to allow your kids to watch porn. Yeah, that's right. They have decided. Aren't you the lucky one? No, seriously. They have decided it's totally healthy for your child to watch pornography. Actually, it might even be good for them. Yeah, take a listen if you think I'm lying to you.
Porn doesn't make you a bad person. It means you're... Watching porn doesn't make you a bad person. It means you're curious. It's normal to want to know about sex and naked bodies. I mean, look at this guy's penis.
Music keeps popping in. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, but here's the deal. You really, truly have to understand what they're teaching. You have to pay attention to what they're teaching in these schools. I don't know how to tell you any other way. You know, in the past, we've always been able to trust the schools. We've always been able to trust them to do the right thing, right? But not anymore. I don't want to disparage. I'm going to say it again. I know some people think I'm nuts. But kids. All right? And they're not teaching this stuff. They're doing everything they can to skirt this stuff, dance around this stuff. But really, you've got, ultimately, it's your responsibility. If you're there, you're sending your kids there, and you're not checking up on what they're learning, you're not checking up on what's going on in their school, I got to ask you, whose fault is it? When they learn this stuff, ultimately, whose fault is it? Remember, those children, we ask for those children, one way or the other, if you know what I mean. We ask for those children. So you can't put the whole blame on the school district. I always love when people come up to me and they want to know what I'm doing about it. Why I didn't make changes? Why didn't I, you know, do the right thing for their child? Right? No, come on. I mean, ultimately, it's the responsibility of the parent to make sure that their kids are being taught the right thing. Now, that comes several ways. That comes in the way of your voting. Who do you vote for? Right? Why do you vote for them? What are they lining up with of yours? What principles? Right? You really got to get back to work at understanding what's going on in the education system. I'm part of the education system. You know, I almost said I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it because I'm one of those guys that opens their mouths. I will fight. I'll push back. I'll ask those questions that make some people feel uncomfortable about. And I just don't care. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. As a Christian, I've got a couple of roles. Being elected into office, and then as a Christian, I've got a couple of roles here. I've got to answer to God for what I do or don't do for those kids, or to those kids. Right? That's not a place I want to be if I do the wrong thing. Seriously. And then I have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure the money's being spent right, make sure your kids are being taken care of properly. No, in all sincerity, it's not as easy as people would like to believe it is. Because you're on these school boards, a lot of you will say, you know, well, I elected the guy and look at what he did. No, don't do that. I mean that in all sincerity. Don't do that. You elected the guy, then you put him in the lion's den. You tied his feet and his hands together, and you let him go. Thank you so much. So much senior help. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm back. I hope you can handle it. I'm fired up tonight. I'm fired up for many reasons. I mean, when you start jerking around with our kids, it just teased me off to no end. And I'm telling you, and they don't, I don't know if they see it. I don't know if they just don't care. I don't know what it is about the left that when it comes to, you know, sexual orientation, sexual preferences, pedophilia, all of that stuff, they're like the fans. They're like, it's like a game for them. And they're like fans of it. Before I bring her on, I got to read a quick story, okay? The one family who is speaking out about this. Oh, God. I don't even know how. I try to clean this up as I go. She says, my kids see me naked all the time. It's not nudity. It's beauty. We keep our doors open, including the bathroom door. You know, at first our open door policy was about safety. Having little kids meant no room for privacy. We had interesting conversations with our kids from how to manage a period, how to shave. And they're free to choose their own bodies and their own ways. I'm sitting here going, okay, I'm going to sound like the prude from, you know, 1950, but here's the deal. I don't need my daughter running into the bathroom, you know, at 6 years old while I'm standing there trying to relieve myself. I mean, I would be traumatized. You have to put me in a sanitarium for a while. Sonny Smith joins me. She does every week. Oh, always God. Appreciate her view on things, her take on things. You know, they laugh at me sometimes, but seriously, I mean, I always close the door. I got mad at the girls for not closing the door. This parent says, well, she's just trying to make sure that their kids aren't shocked by the natural bodies. Do I need to hit you with something to wake you up? What happened?
There's a gazillion things to say, and I don't even know what to say first.
So
I want to defend the rights of families to do things the way they see fit. I mean, my grandson, I asked him, and I have it on video, it's the funniest thing ever, and I said, why didn't your mom take you to karate this week? And we're at a restaurant, he and I. And he's just eating away, and he goes, I don't know. I think she was on her period. He goes, what? And I said, would you repeat that while I get my camera out? And he said it again. And I talked to her about it because I'm thinking, this is very Bates Motel-y. You know, a boy's best friend. A boy's best friend should not be his mother.
That's so true. I'll give it.
And she said, yeah, but girls, she was being sympathetic to girls at that age. And she was saying girls at that age and a little older are going to be starting their period. And she wants him to be sensitive and not make fun of. And I was like, you know what? That's not a bad
No, but then it's not fun. But go ahead.
Exactly. No, but I respect that families have their different things.
I agree. Yep.
But it sounds like, and as you were talking about the story about the woman who thinks that nudity is for all and to be exposed to her, I can bet she ain't the kind of woman that you'd want to see naked. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? She goes on to say, and this goes back to the 70s. My mother was one of those women who got, you know, she bought in all that human body. It's just so beautiful and all this other stuff. And you know, it was just the end of the 60s coming into the 70s. And this woman goes on to say, I don't want my children to see their bodies as something to hide or be ashamed of. So we allow them to create their own boundaries. If they want to close the door, dress, and shower, fine. But if they don't, that's okay, too. And we welcome them to come into our room, but if the door is closed, we ask the children to knock before they come in. And, you know, she goes on with a whole bunch of examples, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, what if little Johnny's sitting on the couch naked because it's just too hot and he feels like being there, and that's his boundaries. I can sit on the couch naked, and little Susie comes walking in the room, his sister, and has to look at him like that. Now, she's saying, well, he shouldn't be, they shouldn't be ashamed of their bodies, they shouldn't be ashamed of that kind of thing. I mean, is there any kind of privacy anymore now?
You know what? They're shirking their responsibilities of teaching children good manners and how to operate in the world.
That's a good way to put it. Yep.
And that is what I think is just egregious. I have two grandchildren on another side that when they sit at the table to eat, they sing and they hum and in my generation it's like you don't sing at the table, and they don't understand why they can't do that. And I said, because it's not good manners. When you go out in public, you have to be trained up, you have to be girded up for how to act, so when you get older even you know how to act and people will respect you. So I think it's the same way. Like in this family, if Johnny's sitting on the couch butt naked and his sister walks in and everybody has to get used to that, why? At what good skill level? How is that going to help you further yourself in your life?
I'm with you. And that's kind of the way I look at it. I agree with you that what goes on in your home, you know, as long as it's not illegal or you know, hurts the kids, it's fine. If that's what you're going to treat your kids, your nudity
well,
is
yeah,
fine.
You have different things, you know. Yeah, we teach Hilton, we teach my grandson about privacy, because that's ultimately, if he learns about privacy at a young age, then hopefully that'll carry through, and when someone tries to groom him or if someone tries to do that to him or invade upon his privacy, he'll already know that feeling of, no, you're invading I have a right to my privacy.
Right.
And that's what we teach him. I don't care if he, you know, personally, I don't care if somebody walks in on me in the bathroom or vice versa. But when you're talking about children, you want to teach them things that are going to keep them safe. And if their bodies are just loosey-goosey, open to anybody, those children, they are setting those children up, in my opinion, for harm.
I agree. I really do. I mean, there's got to be some boundaries that even they put in place. You know, that they understand, like she said, she allows them to choose their own boundaries. But I would make sure that those boundaries were in the norm, to your point, of privacy and respecting. See, when little Johnny sitting on the couch naked, is he respecting anybody else's, you know, boundaries, if you would? Right? That's not right.
Yeah. But you're assuming that their norms are our norms. You have to understand that these people are actively trying to change the norm.
That's true.
I'm so sorry to be a naysayer here, but
I'm sitting here going, well, she's right, you know? I mean, and it is a fine line for us conservatives, because we want people to be able to make their own decisions and do what they want to do.
Trust me, there's going to be new companies where people can walk around butt naked.
Oh, yeah. I work with people that I would never even want to imagine butt naked.
You don't
want to
do that, right?
We're
going
to go. Well, come on. You know it's true. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal jury found two men not guilty in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and deadlocked on all counts against two other men, leaving prosecutors with no conviction following the trial. Christopher Gibbons, one of the men representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on, says the verdict speaks for itself.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case. Obviously, with acquittals occurring with Mr. Caserta and Mr. Harris, says a lot about what's going on in the case and the proofs.
Will Smith is reacting to being banned by the Academy for a decade. In a brief statement, the actor saying, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision." The ban means Smith can't attend any Academy events. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Baby, it looks like it's going to be your host. Listen, I don't know if you guys caught this, but the largest drug bust in California in about 16 or 18 years, I think it said. They caught people with enough fentanyl to kill almost 5 million Americans. And if you people don't think that this is a big deal, come to some of you bleeding hearts and sitting there going, oh, they just want a place. No, they don't. They've been hired by the cartel, and their families have been threatened. I got it. And please call me heartless. I have no problem with that. So 10 of your family members are wiped out. But you're bringing enough fentanyl to kill 5 million people? I got no heart for you. I got nothing. All right? And this is becoming close to home. We're seeing young kids being killed by this stuff. Fentanyl is being mixed with just about everything. And not because of any other reason other than cheap, easy to get, and there's a bunch of it. And it's being mixed with all kinds of drugs. And the kids don't know it. But hey, I did drugs when I was a kid. Look at me. I turned out okay. That's what you guys do. It's so asinine. And it's the same thing with marijuana. You know, I do those shows from time to time. I say, it ain't your grandfather's dope. There's a reason for that. First you get higher than we wanted to get with marijuana. We had to like soak it in wine or something. Let it dry and smoke it that way. But now it's so potent, it's so bad. It's actually changing the physical makeup of teenage brains. And no, that is not one of those crazy government things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Geez, Sonya, you're going to have to calm me down this time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling a whole lot better.
You know, and these turd heads in the government, yes, you heard me, people, turd heads, that's a technical term.
I would say it differently, but go ahead.
That would be off the air for 10 minutes. But they don't seem to care about, I mean, we're going to do a little bit more of this, but look, they don't care about the drugs, right? They don't care not just about the drugs, but they don't care about all the sexual orientation stuff, the cutting off of vital body parts of young people. They don't care about any of this. And it's quite infuriating. It's quite irritating.
It is a plug. It's a plug, but it also is going to make the point. Our fearless leader here, radio host Joe Messina, is doing.
I thought you were talking about Joey B, but go ahead.
No. The other Joe, Joe Messina, is teaching or hosting a class called Biblical Citizenship. And I've taken, this is the second time I've taken this course, and it's like the first time every time I do it. Everything that this nation is founded upon is godly principles and the Bible. What we've done systemically over the years is remove God from the equation. And we are looking at and experiencing the fallout of what happens in a society, in our society, because others have done the same thing and have met the same demise that we're looking at.
Right.
But this is what we're going through because God is not in the equation. So everything you're talking about is death and destruction and evil because God, they're not godly people. So if you don't have God, then you're God and you ain't worth nothing. So you come up with things that, you know, that first video that you showed or this information or that they're willing to talk about in schools or where Disney is going. If you're a person who's willing to talk about those sorts of subjects in front of a five-year-old, you're the one who's twisted.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you. And I quote Judge Judy often because I love her, but she says, there's something wrong with you. If you are willing, if you're comfortable in telling children about your personal lives. When I was in school, I didn't know anything about my teachers other than the fact that they were there to teach me. I didn't know if they were married. I didn't know if they were... I didn't know. And I will tell you, this is something maybe personal and a little weird, but my third grade teacher had a boyfriend who would visit her at lunchtime, and we would peer through the windows as she would make out with this guy.
Oh.
And that changed my whole perspective of children, and it brought sex into an area that I was way too young to understand. And we don't hold teachers up to that same. She was an anomaly, but we need to esteem teachers. We need to let them know that they're. Jobs they're just so important, and to throw that away by telling them what you do on your weekends to a five-year-old and who you're married to, that's none of their business. I don't care if you're hetero, like my teacher was.
Yep.
It introduced a world to me at an age that I was not prepared for. She was smoking cigarettes and hanging out with her boyfriend, and that was like, that blew my mind.
Oh, would have mine, and you're exactly right. I don't remember, I could probably, if I think really hard, I could remember some of the teachers had wedding rings on and stuff like that, but I don't remember them talking about their families.
No,
every once in a while.
Straight or gay. And to be honest, if you don't have to say, well, I can't talk about this, just go.
My family went to the river for the weekend.
My family went to the... That's all you have to do.
That's all you're going
to
say.
Whether you're straight...
I want to try to make you happy. I want to put a smile on your face.
Somebody better.
You know, I mean, who could be upset about baseball issues and about girl power? Right now, I had daughters, and, you know, they're always running around going girl power. You got a cape on the whole nine yards.
Sure,
that was
cool.
I didn't care, right? And so... Cracker Jack now has come out with Cracker Jill, okay, and they put, you know, Cracker Jacks, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan. They felt like they were like rocks in that box, and that was
I like them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, not me. So they got pictures of all these girls, and there's obviously a young black girl, a young Asian girl, got to be inclusive, young Hispanic girl, and then there's this typical blonde girl, right, with short blonde hair, because that's what all white American girls look like. And then there's the girl. She kind of looks maybe like she's Native American, but she's got a pantsuit on, so that makes her better than the others or something like that. I don't know. But anyhow, the beauty behind this, the thing I love about this, is they're making a big deal out of now girls now have made major changes in sports, and they have to be recognized for it. And you're going, no, they didn't. They made major changes in their own sports. You know, it's becoming more competitive. It's a great thing to watch. But they haven't made the changes. But I want you to know, in baseball, they've brought a new nuance to be. Take a listen. I think you'll enjoy this.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Doesn't it sound like a baseball song?
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill. No one can stop you if you have the will. So let's root, root, root for a good street. We're adding our face to the game. And we'll run, throw, with never.
Okay. It's just, I kind of like sometimes when they redo Christmas songs and they give them the
right.
And they go, really? So, did you have to?
Let me ask you a question. Were they singing this song for a woman's team? Or the regular guys?
Well, this seems to be, I don't know where she's actually singing. You know, probably in a studio somewhere, obviously. But they sang the song and kind of rewrote the song so they could work in Cracker Jill. And if you listen to the words, you see, I'm not highly offended by the song. I'm more irritated at the fact.
But I'm telling you, if they're singing this at a guy's game, they're looking at these chicks going, which one's hot? So they're not accomplishing. They're not accomplishing their goal. If they're singing this at a girls' baseball team, which I think, and I don't know, is still called softball.
Yeah, yes, it's true.
I hate to bring that up. But if they're singing this at a guy's game, they're not accomplishing it because they're probably super cute and super young, and everybody's looking at them like they're not thinking about the words of the song. They're looking at these young hot chicks. So they're not accomplishing their goals. But if they're singing this at a woman's baseball team, it's cute. It's a cute little song. Sing it. Go do your thing. And
go make your own song. I'd give you so much more credit if you just make your own song and make it your own
thing.
They
got to change. Remember, they got to fundamentally transform.
Thank you. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Thank you. Now I'm depressed. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad I could do
it. Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
With me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her on because I'm having a lot of fun with her. And I think there's so much happening out there. And all right, so I want to get to two quick stories with you before the hour's up.
Can I thank you for having better music on for me this week?
Oh, stop it. Music is music. Don't you know it touches the soul?
No, it's not. Okay. Typically, you have hillbilly stuff on, and I can't.
Give it time. I'll make that happen, too. All I've got a very mixed music library.
I know, but not when I'm on. Please, no. Nix the hillbilly.
Well, I can do, what's your favorite? Reggae or...
I like everything you played tonight, and then you kept messing up. You think you messed up with the 70s jazz. I love that.
No, I do, too. I do, but that was kind of...
No, I'm good with that. It's just the hillbilly stuff. I don't mind the hillbilly stuff, but if I invite people to listen to me for my family or my friends, and I go, look, I'm on this great informative conservative show, you may learn something and be inspired. And
you mean you're talking about other shows, not mine, when you're out there with your family?
I'm talking about yours. I'm trying to hide you. And then you play that hillbilly. I'm like, oh, great.
Wait, I told you. I can feel dueling banjos in the air.
I love doing
that, Jess. All right, let me get to the story. Come on. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. I love this guy. I hope he becomes governor when the other governor terms out.
Yes.
Big, big, looks like a football player, black fella, you know. So he delivered a real message to the LGBTQ world. When he was at, I guess, a Berean Baptist Church in Winston-Salem.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Oh,
yeah. I love the guy because he doesn't let anything stop him. And, he's been out there. He's talked about the left and what they've done to him, the names that they've called him. And he's like, I'm the black man that they're all pushing for. They all talk about helping the black community. But when it came to me, it was a whole different animal. But listen, it's 2 minutes long, and it's worth a listen to. And he's doing a message at the church, and he holds nothing back. Now, you know as well as I do, we know Christian legislators that would never do this while they were in office. Take a listen.
There's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. WRL out there, they got their lickety pencil around, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you. That you can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and...
This is the part I really wanted you to hear and others to hear. You got another minute here. Time for Christians, time for grown-ups to stand up. Listen to the man. He knows what he's talking about.
Being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 plus 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
I love that man. I love that man.
Oh, Lord. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that.
Really?
I didn't know who you meant when you said the name. I didn't know his name. But I have watched that video so many times that I was doing it in the background. I was mimicking in the background when you were playing it.
You know, and it's not just, you know, people go, yeah, you just look at it because he's talking down about the transgender movement. No, he's got so many speeches, so many places he's talking about the reality. I love when he talks about the black community and, you know, that the Democrats keep saying, you can't do this because of the man, you can't do that because of the man. And he goes, look at me. A man didn't get in my way. You know, and that's what you need. You need the positive messages. But anyway, this will be great because who would you see as an elected official? Who do you know would do the same thing this guy's doing?
Well, he's fearless. And one of the things that it takes to be what we talked about in our last segment is a man of God who's holding up the principles of the Constitution, which it was founded on, you need a man of God. And because the left has been so wonderful of taking God out of the equation and actually making fun of people who brought it back, you know, bring it into the equation.
Yep.
People are afraid to do that. I think a lot of the elected, I know that a lot of the elected officials that even Republicans put in were not based on their godly foundation. They said pretty things. We didn't look at their background. We didn't know who they are. And then interestingly enough, though, we had a gut about Trump that said, you know, he may not have come from the... He's a lot like the characters in the Bible who didn't come from a solid background of Christ, right, but was evolving. And that turned out to be the best thing for our country. And now we're stuck with these guys who don't care a whit about God. And then you have this guy who you just showed. He's saying, here's my head. Take my head. I don't care. I'm going to do the right thing. Yep. I love this guy. It doesn't matter. Listen, I don't care if he's a white guy or a black guy. He's a man who stands for God.
Right. But for me, for the white guy, if you would, remember what we hear all the time.
And you are very, you're so white.
I call myself pasty white. I fall in that pair.
I see.
But for me, you know, because we constantly hear how much, you know, we hate the black folks. The Republicans, conservatives hate the black folks, and the Democrats do what's right for the black folks. But to have a man come out, a man of color, a woman of color, like yourself, that comes out and says, no. That is
just
a bunch of lies.
They're just going to call us sellouts and flatlines.
Well, yeah, but I don't care. Like, he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? They tell me, I'm fake. I'm phony. I just do it to get listeners. I just say what I say. You know,
right.
And I go, really? You don't know the crap I take when I show up at the school board.
Oh,
so
I can imagine. Here's the thing, and I've said this to my very liberal sister, is that liberals are always, they've never done anything, and they have so much advice.
So true.
On what people who do stuff are supposed to do. It's like you can't even perform. My sister works for the government, and they tell her when to show up, what to do, what her guidelines are. I wish I had a job that was that clear cut and dry. I have to manage.
You're right.
And not only did I have to manage in Hollywood as a black woman, as a woman in comedy, nobody was giving me those guidelines. I had to figure that crap out for myself. And it was all for the better.
Yep.
It made me a stronger, smarter, brighter person. I don't know what... Dennis Prager, boy, I've been listening to him so much this weekend about the Old Testament, but also, if you don't have adversity, you can't achieve. You can't. Things don't have to be. The left thinks that everything has to be laid out perfectly for you, and all's going to be well.
Hey.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
God tells you to put on the armor. You don't need armor unless you
don't need armor. Thank you. You don't need armor if there's not going to be a battle.
You know, in Revelations, I've been bringing this up a lot with some of my Christian friends lately. And I said, I believe that when God lays out the gospel, when he lays out his word, every word is in the place it's in because that's where he wants it. There's a reason for that, right? Every sentence, every whatever.
Right.
Revelation specifically says, but the cowardly... Starts off with cowards. Doesn't start off with the sexually immoral. Doesn't start off with the guys that practice magic or the idolaters or the liars or anything like that. And it doesn't start off with murderers. The first thing he says is the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic, idolaters, let's do all that, they will not receive heaven. So when you think about that, I harp on cowardly and go, wow, first of all, you have to have guts to accept Christ. You have to have guts for Christ.
I know.
Right? especially today.
I never thought that until now. I never thought that until now. Now it's more real than ever.
God always opens this up. All right, people, don't go far. Sony's going to hang out with me one more segment, top of the hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink. Don't put too much alcohol in there. We've got good stuff coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes.